Well, hello, it's the Reverend Steve Morris here. Thank you so much for joining me for our Sunday service on the 6th of June. 6th of June, whoever could believe it. Goodness me, what is happening to this year? Anyway, thank you for attending. Good to have you here. You'll find the service sheets on our website, which is www.stcuths.org, and you just click on the services heading, and there it is. Right near where you'd have clicked on this. And here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. I invite you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for. It could be something in the long distant past, or just something that happened whenever recently. Bring it to God, knowing that He will forgive and forget. Let's do that now. Jesus, we commit into your safe care and forgiveness all that is wrong with us and in our lives. We ask you to give us time to put things right, to live a life that's worthy of you. Have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. So, we are at peace with God, and that feels jolly good, doesn't it? And so, we say together the words of the glory, the words of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let's just take a moment's silence as we enjoy being in God's company and we reflect on his great glory. So, we have our readings. The first reading is from the second letter to the Corinthians, and it's 2 Corinthians, beginning at chapter 4 and verse 13. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. It's Mark 3 and it's 20 to the end. Mark 3 and 20 to the end. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, He is out of his mind. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons. So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. His is an eternal sin. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived standing outside, and they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." You know, that's a really powerful Bible reading. I'm going to come back to it in a minute. So I'd like to begin with the reading from 2 Corinthians. I think what strikes me most about it is that section when he says, "We don't lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day." Paul was no stranger to troubles. His life was full of them. You know, I imagine he was very weighed down by nerves, by all kinds of different things. And, you know, his life was really, really difficult. And it is easy to lose heart. You know, everyone who's ever followed a kind of faith journey will know how easy it is to lose heart when the stuff around us, our family or our friends or whatever it is, our job, is just a nightmare. But Paul seems to be talking about something else. He says these are momentary. And he talks about the power of the Holy Spirit that can almost raise us, you know, out of this place. And that's the thing that I'm taking comfort from today. I think I like the idea that we need to get, or certainly I do, a perspective on some of my troubles. You know, I need to know that they're momentary. And through the lens of eternity, one day they will be troubles no longer. The truth is, they may be troubles no longer much sooner than that. But Paul is trying to help us to look reality in the eye. He says, you know, we're wasting away. We're wasting away, and that's strong. But he says there's a power that was renewing us every single day. Which brings us back to Jesus and one of these pivotal moments when he must have felt pretty miserable by what happened here. He must have felt like he was wasting away, lost a bit of heart. He's in a house and there's a crowd gathering. And then guess what? His family turn up and try to take him home, saying that he's had a breakdown, he's gone mad. His mother and his brothers are standing outside. Not surprisingly, I think Jesus is pretty put out by this. He says, "Hang on. These people around me, they're my family now." But it's interesting, isn't it, that sometimes family just don't quite know us well enough, even though they've been with us a long time. And my guess is that the family were doing it not through bad motives, but they wanted to protect Jesus. They loved him. They could see him getting into terrible trouble. They could see it getting out of hand. And all they want is just get him home. Get him home. Keep him safe. But Christ won't have it. You know, he's brave and he knows what he has to do. And going home isn't an option. I like this reading because it has such a sense of reality. I really believe that this happened. It reads like it. And it helps me to understand that in ministry, in mission, in whatever we do, there will be times of discouragement, and sometimes those times may go on for a while. But Paul speaks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the glorious Holy Spirit, our comforter, our counsellor. The Holy Spirit there to whisper words of encouragement to us. And that's my prayer for you this morning. Imagine, you know, Jesus could be discouraged. What must he have felt? And yet he doesn't stop. He carries on. He carries on taking strength from those around him. And that's my prayer for you today. Amen. So we'll say the words of the creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's pray. Father, my prayer today is for anyone who is feeling discouraged, Lord, who's feeling misunderstood, who's feeling like they are withering away, as Paul speaks about. Father, we ask that your Spirit would come and revive us, revive our communities, revive our church, revive our world and our country. Father, allow us to be open to the healing balm of the Spirit. Allow us to be open to the Spirit's words of encouragement, and help us, encouraged, to go out and to reach into the lives of others, to be a great influence on our communities. We pray especially for our government, we pray for our leaders in the church, and we ask you to give all those people in leadership situations humility and wisdom in equal measure. We pray thanks for doctors and nurses, for the NHS, for social workers, for lawyers. We pray thanks for teachers, for drivers, for people working in transport. We pray thanks for all those who are helping our country and the world get back on its feet. And lastly, we pray for ourselves. And I invite you now, dear friends, it's just between you and God, to offer up your prayers for things that are worrying you and people that you're concerned about. Let's do that now. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So friends, we reach the part of the service which we call the peace. If you haven't been to a service before, that's just basically when we say hello and we affirm that we're at peace with each other. It's difficult, isn't it, when we can't really see each other most of the time. But anyway, what we could do is text someone, or we could ring them. And let's exchange the peace. So when Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer one another a sign of peace. Peace be with you, dear friends. Peace be with you. It's at this point in the service that we move on to the Eucharistic prayer. I'm going to say all the words. The words that I say and the words that you say, just to give you a voice to back up as you say the words. It's the words in bold that you say, and I say the rest. And the Eucharist is a chance to be invited to God's top table, to be one of his family, and to partake in the great mystery of Christ's life, death, resurrection. And of course, the Holy Spirit is infused into the Eucharist, so to also experience some of his beautiful presence as well. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death, and so we gladly thank you, with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence. His sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so at this point we now say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. And so, friends, thank you so much for joining me for the service today. It's great to have your company. We're going to finish the service now with a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord shine his beautiful face upon you. May the Lord be with you in your coming and your going. May the Lord protect those whom you love. May the Lord fill you with joy and hope and peace. May he send angels to protect you. May he whisper words of comfort to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, my dear friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.